Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome in to a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast coming to you every Wednesday, usually in the afternoon. I'm Brad Locke. Gene Phelps. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was out at football, well, not football practice, but working on some preseason football story on Tupelo, and was out standing on the blue turf, and it was quite hot today, around 10:30 this morning.
I bet it was, Gene. football sneaking up on us. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to remind people that you can catch this podcast many different ways. Of course, if you got an iPhone, just open up your podcast app there. If you don't have an iPhone, there's other ways, other podcast apps you can download, like a Stitcher, player.fm, Satchel, stuff like that. And you can stream it online, preprally.djournal.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at djournalpreps. It's also just the high school sports Twitter account for the journal there. Yeah, football, Gene, it's just a little over 4 weeks away.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
And it won't be hard to believe when you go out to that, when you go to that first jamboree and you're sweating bullets. You better go buy you some of those Nike Dry Fit shirts or something if you plan on being out at the old ballpark.
Yeah, I guess those will be the 11th that weekend.
Oh, wow. It's going to be one of our former riders, Blake Morgan. We sent him to South Pontotoc for some jamborees last year, and he said he's never been hotter.
Oh, sir. August in Mississippi is not fun for anybody. I can only imagine for those kids in the and wearing all the equipment. But at least they're getting trained for it, unlike us. We just step out there out of the AC and try not to pass out.
Right. You know, they used to have three acclimation days for the kids to get acclimated, and that means they can only wear their helmet. And now it's two acclimation days, and I've had some coaches tell me, I mean, these kids work all summer long now. They're acclimated to the heat. And you can wear your helmet all year long. From a standpoint of every time you work out, you wear that helmet, so you get used to having it on.
Sure.
And it's part of the, you know, getting acclimated to the heat, having that 30-pound helmet on. But anyway, players today are they're used to the heat. They've been out playing 7-on-7. They've been working out lifting weights. I know Tupelo lifts just about every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And runs and everything else.
Yeah, season kicks off for pretty much everybody August 18th. I don't know if we have any Thursday games that week. We usually have a couple in the area. Haven't looked at the schedules that closely.
Yeah, but I remember one. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
A lot of times it used to be like, well, I remember several years ago, a lot of times it would be like Calhoun City and Vardaman or something like that. But again, we have to go look. We do have plenty of football to talk about today on the program. I have a few other things as well to mention. A bowling pioneer in this part of the state recently passed away, and we've even got a little bit of volleyball to talk about.
So there you go.
So yeah, full program. Let's start with football, Gene. Holka football is no more. Dalton Middleton, by the way, I don't know if we've mentioned him on the air before, but he's our new high school sports specialist. That's the title. Sounds fancy, but he's basically.
I never had a title like that. I was sports editor. They could have called me sports specialist editor.
I was just a prep editor when I held that position. It's all the same, pretty much. But he went down to Chickasaw County earlier this week to the school board meeting in which they discussed the future of the Holka football program. Now, they had done this in May. They had discussed it, possibly folding it because of just basically a lack of participation. I mean, it's a relatively new program. I would guess less than 10 years old or right at
2008. Right
2008. Yeah. So they tabled that back in May, but they revisited it earlier this week. Monday, in fact, is when it was, and decided to discontinue the program. Gene, basically, it just comes down to not enough kids. They were having just only like 13 or so turning out during summer workouts, and not all of them were coming every day.
Right. You just didn't have the numbers, basically. During this time since 2008, Holka was played as an independent probably about half those years.
Yeah.
Which we're talking like 7-8 game seasons and things. And, it's tough to field a football team with 13, 14 players. And looks like this year they had like 13 players. I read in the story that had participated in summer workouts. They had 19 sign up for football, so you expect some attrition maybe. But you also expect maybe an addition or two. So it was probably the right thing to do over the years. I don't know. Hulka was always looking to get the football field. They never had a football field. I think the community, the school system was waiting to see if there was going to be enough interest to actually build a football field and stadium, which is very costly to play football. But, you know, you hate it for the kids that wanted to play football. But, hey, Hulka's a baseball and basketball school.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Now, Sid Burt, the head football coach there, a former baseball coach at Bruce, I'm not mistaken. You know, he said, you know, it's about, you know, when it comes to football. I mean, it's the same way with every sport, but football in particular, it takes a certain amount of dedication to get ready for a football season because it can be very physically taxing, especially with low numbers and just, you know, didn't have enough players that wanted to do that. And like you said, Gene, it has always been known as a basketball school and maybe a bit of a baseball school as well. But that's okay to be that. There's lots of schools like that around here that excel as that type of program. I mean, I don't know, was it ever really feasible for them to get off the ground? Because even when they were playing, they were just – they did not have very good records. They went 0-7 last year.
Right. No, I don't think so because you just don't have enough people. You know, TCPS experienced that problem for a while.
Sure did.
You know, where they didn't have enough players to start – have a team, and they had to take a year off. I believe that's
what happened.
Yeah,
it was 1 year off,
I mean, it's tough for these 1A schools to get enough kids that are interested in wanting to play that. And a lot of these kids at the 1A schools play everything. Yeah. So you'll find a Hulka basketball players that will swap over and they'll play baseball. And you find the of course, girls don't play football around here except maybe kick. But I'm just saying everybody participates in everything. So now you're taking 13, 14, 15 athletes out and playing football. I imagine Jimmy Guy McDonald, the coach, basketball coach, is going, hey, don't get my forward hurt.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
It's tough for the small schools. I applaud the small schools that play on that 1A level that can get the – not everybody can be a Smithville and have that many kids. That program's been established for years, and kids play football in Smithville.
Yep, sure do.
And but it's not that way at every 1A school, and most of them just don't have the numbers either.
You know, what's interesting is you've seen seen some studies where participation in – high school football has kind of started to decline in recent years nationwide. You've actually kind of seen it grown a bit in this area because you've seen over the last 9 to 10 years, a lot of these small schools like Hulka try to adopt football. Sometimes it works, like with the Union County Co-op that ended up just being East Union. So I would say that worked. And now Myrtle's trying to start a program. And New Site currently has a program, still fairly new. And then other times it doesn't work, like with Hulka and Wheeler. So it's just kind of intriguing to me to see these schools that just really are known for being basketball or other sports schools try to venture into this. It's not easy.
And just the sheer numbers in football. I mean, football's getting a bad rap with the concussions and things nowadays. And a lot of kids are specializing in sports, and it's probably a lot safer to play baseball than it is to go out and get hammered in football. And there's not a lot of gratification in football unless you're a wide receiver or running back or a quarterback. Those guys, the grunts up front, and tight ends that catch 5 passes a year and those kind of guys, you know, so there's a lot more glory playing some of the other sports. Plus, I've seen the numbers go down when you look. I'm trying to remember looking at the Tupelo roster this year. They may have 75 to 80 players. When I played at Macomb High in the early 70s, we had 90 to 100, and we were a small team, not like we would be I think Macomb was a 4A, 5A school now.
Yeah.
You know, we were in the Big 8 Conference, but we were one of the smaller schools. But everybody wanted to play football. We didn't have all the extra sports either.
Right.
You had basketball and you had baseball. And track and field was just something you did to stay in shape for football.
Yeah.
And back in those days. But so more kids played football and wanted to be a part of football back then. And nowadays, not all your best athletes are playing football.
No. You just don't see a lot of specialization these days, for better or worse. Let's switch gears and talk about Ripley football. Gene, very strong program traditionally. They had a good 5-year run there under Chad Cook. Of course, most people know he left a few weeks ago to take a job at ICC. They promoted from within, which you figure they would do.
Pretty much they had to do at this point. Window was too small.
Yeah, and there's not many, probably not that many good candidates out there at this point of the year. So they went with Sam Hathorn, who was there with Cook all 5 years.
Right. He's actually been there 6 years, I believe, story. So,
Sam coaches offensive line. And so he's got, an established rapport with those kids and knows the system they run, so you don't have to worry about overhauling the system with a new coach or anything like that. Now, be interested to see if it goes beyond this year. I believe he is technically going to be an interim head coach.
I believe that's what we had in the story and what Dalton Middleton was told, that he would be an interim coach for this season. I guess they want to leave the door open. They take a lot of pride in that program over there. And Hathorn's going to have every opportunity to be the full-time coach.
It seems like he did a pretty darn good job with the group he was given, the O-line. That'll translate as being a head coach is a whole different ballgame.
Well, absolutely. You just don't know. You just got to give a guy a chance. And that's what they're going to do. I don't know what it took them about 3-4 weeks there because I believe the Cook stuff broke like late June.
Hadn't been
I'm
that long.
I'm trying to remember.
It hasn't been that long.
Obviously they didn't know Chad was going to leave, but he had a great opportunity to go to ICC. Ripley football will survive and move on, and I'm sure
they'll still have good players this year.
Yeah, they'll have good players, and they've got a good coach.
Yeah,
or he wouldn't have been considered.
Yeah, I think
so. I heard his name like day after Cooks. They were talking about this guy from the get go.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a matter of time of getting it done.
Right. So we'll see how Sam Hathorn does there at Ripley. They open the season August 18th against Itawamba AHS. So that's a good first test.
Oh, absolutely.
Be a nice little game there between a couple of non-division game between Ripley and Itawamba. Let's switch gears to bowling, Gene. Some sad news I'm sure people heard a few days ago. Kevin Hartigan, longtime owner of Rebel Lanes here in Tupelo, coach of the TCPS bowling team, he died after complications from surgery. And caught a lot of people off guard. Obviously, it was not something that people saw coming.
And it was tough that afternoon calling some people because, you found out about the story from a TCPS connection. And I started calling people to get comments about Kevin's death. And about three of the four people I talked with, I was the first person. And I don't like to be the bearer of bad news.
That's tough to do.
But I was, doing the job. And they were all stunned, but they were all composed enough to give me some nice things about Kevin. And he certainly deserved it. I mean, this is a guy that moved in from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees and Giants fan.
About 20 years ago, give or take.
Yeah. Had played college baseball some, a big baseball guy, had been a big bowler, a big-time bowler, and probably one of the better ones in the New York area at that time. Married a girl who had connections with Tupelo, and her uncle ran Rebel Lanes, and Kevin told me one time one of his dreams was always to own a bowling alley. And when your wife's uncle owns a bowling alley and he's looking to sell, so Kevin, I'm not exactly sure what line of business it was, but he said, "Hey, this is an opportunity for me to run a bowling alley and to be able to see my kids every day.
Yeah,
and my work will be at the bowling alley.
Yeah,
and so that's what they did. They moved here. He was the number one guy in getting bowling started in the state for high school.
So there was
another guy, Art somebody, and he was a big person in the Jackson area. They've been around for a long time, but Kevin Hartigan was the guy that got things established, made sure they went by the rules. Made sure it wasn't just something thrown together. Hey, get these guys out there and roll the ball. He was really open to all the schools in the area and promoted it. East Union's got a good bowling program.
Kossuth.
Of course, Kossuth. I mean, two-time state champion with girls and boys this year. Fulton. Just all these programs popped up, and all of a sudden, Northeast Mississippi became like the bowling capital.
It did.
And it's gotten strong all over the state. And it's strong all over the state, and it continues to grow. And a lot of that is because of Kevin Hartigan.
Yeah, and he coached TCPS to a handful of state titles. His sons, you mentioned his three sons, Matt, Tim, and Lucas, were all really good high school bowlers.
Great bowlers.
And bowled either for Tupelo or TCPS. And of course, Tupelo High is a great bowling program as well. And, you know, I think you talked with Susan Dudley over at Tupelo. And
right.
She just, you know, she said kind of what you said. She said he's Mr. Bowling.
Yeah. And, you know, he made sure he had some bowlers. Susan and her husband, Brian, were bowlers at Mississippi State. And right. they were bowling at Tupelo. And
right.
so Kevin, I guess, recruited them to coach the bowling team at Tupelo when his son was bowling there, Matt.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of all – Tupelo was dominating in bowling for about 8 or 9 years there. They were
sure.
were it.
Sure were.
And, you know, and then Hartigan moves to TCPS, and he's out there coaching them, and he's got his son Tim, Matt, coaching that team. And they have all this success now
yeah.
at TCPS. I'm sure it will continue on,
yeah.
And his legacy will live on. And I would certainly hope that one day they might give some bowling award in Kevin's name for high school activities, you know, like a bowler of the year or the coach of the year or something.
Yeah, they need to name something after him.
They sure
do. He's the primary reason that bowling is what it is in Northeast Mississippi. Full disclosure, my second oldest daughter is a member of the TCPS bowling team.
Okay.
She'll be a junior. This coming year, so that hit her pretty hard. I got to know Kevin a little bit, not great, but certainly was a guy who really cared about the sport and cared about the kids, too.
He did. Genuinely nice person. Has some great New York Yankees and Giants memorabilia, let me tell you.
Yeah, and his wife, Lisa, too, also a huge part of
yes.
that the TCPS program and helping these kids get going there in the bowling alley, just, you know, keeping them in there almost year round, it seems like.
It is. A lot of kids have gone on and bowled.
In college.
It's just exciting when you go to a bowling match now, all the local schools that are,
yeah,
that bowl and have success.
Yeah.
And
it's really cool. And to me, bowl, just my personal opinion, bowling to me is a very watchable sport.
It is.
Like some people are like, oh, I can't watch golf, I can play it. But to me, maybe I just find bowling kind of almost mesmerizing, especially when you're watching some really good bowlers.
Yeah,
go
we used to watch the Saturday bowling at my house years ago. ABC somebody had bowling.
What's the PBA there?
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap up the show real quick with some volleyball talk, Gene. That season's right around the corner. You know, let's not forget there's not just football going on. You had a story the other day on Tupelo's volleyball squad. Of course, they're coached by Laurie Bishop, wife of the famous or infamous T. Braden Bishop.
I think we'll go with infamous on that one.
What is neat is
Laurie's, when she was Laurie Black and played volleyball at Tupelo, they won a state championship, I believe, her senior year, 2001. Well, Bert Martin was the coach.
Yep.
Bert was the coach when Tupelo won its second championship in 2003. Well, Bert stepped down from coaching in 2004. He remained in the Tupelo school system.
Mm-hmm.
He became a volleyball referee. He likes to play a little club volleyball, sand beach volleyball, and he ran a lot of camps and did some club volleyball.
Yep.
And he said, I always told him, if you ever want me to come back to help out, just let me know. Well, he came back, and Laurie's says she's tickled pink to have him back. I mean, because he's working with the JV program, and he's working with the varsity girls, and she just welcomes the input because Bert's I don't know why he stepped down when he did, but he's back. And,
well, I know he has. I think he might even have more kids than I do.
Yeah, okay. That could have been. And, you know, Bert, I always liked covering Tupelo volleyball back in the days because Bert's a big Mississippi State fan. He goes, Gene, we will never play afternoon games. I've got to go down to state. So he would always crank up those Saturday games in the morning and be through by lunchtime.
With a guy of his experience and knowledge and talent, I mean, Tupelo volleyball is already a pretty strong program. That, I think, just makes it stronger. And I think Laurie in the story said, you know, it's like having a co-head coach.
It is, and that's how she considers him. I mean, he's called assistant coach. She said he's co-head coach. And, you know, Laurie won a 2011 championship, her first year as coach at Tupelo.
Right.
And they won one other championship under Clint Jordan, who's now at Pontotoc.
Right.
So Tupelo's won four state championships. They've got a good team. But
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of good teams on this class three or whatever it is level of the larger schools.
Yeah.
It is tough to get down to Clinton. Now you go for the semifinals and you play the finals all down in one place, but
right.
it is tough to win in volleyball.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode of Prep Rally. We'll be back next Wednesday. Ward Willen and the Creek Don't Rise, as they say.
Hank Williams is on one of his posters one time. He's going to have a concert in Huntsville, Alabama. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
Thanks to everyone who tuned in. And again, you can find this podcast on iTunes and your podcast apps, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Gene is on there as well, at Gene Phelps. I'm on there at Brad Locke. All right, we'll see you next time. Have a good one.